Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 5th of August of the year 2020. Your guest today on the podcast is celebrity Andrew Zaltzman, now finally clean after weeks of scrubbing away the filth of his most recent reality television trash show. Welcome back, Andrew.
Well, you say most recent show, but I actually managed to get a whole other reality show about the process of cleaning me from my weeks in the skip. So there's another. I mean, some of it's not really family friendly, but I mean, there's a remarkable number of crevices. Look, it doesn't. Anyway, the point is, I'm clean for this, and I'm feeling great.
Well, I'm just very pleased to see you clean, because there was some word of you being cast in the Oscar the Grouch live action biopic. So, I mean, I'm sorry for your career, but I'm glad for me that you managed to avoid that casting.
Well, I mean, not all film castings necessarily end well. And also, you know, the money wasn't good. It's nowhere near as what I get for doing this, Alice.
Well, I'd heard that you got in a little bit of trouble for some tweets that you made, and that's why they didn't cast you on such a family-friendly reboot of a beloved character.
What tweets specifically are you talking about?
Well, specifically your political tweets, because coming up today we'll be talking all the latest in celebrities wading into politics news. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, fears for Melbourne as coronavirus cases rise again in that particular state of Australia. Victoria is now being shut down, everybody is in lockdown, and people are worried that people in Melbourne will become increasingly up their own arses, a trend that they were full of before.
Zing, take that, Melbourne.
Take that, Melbourne. I love you. I lived there for 2 years. Meanwhile, the Wiggles government in Italy has come under criticism for alleged corruption, with suggestions that it knew in advance of the online voting in January that babies would have the vote, and deliberately marketed itself to those babies over the past 30 years in anticipation of that particular election day. An investigation has been commissioned by the Minister for Armed Forces, Captain Feathersword. That's all the time we have for the headlines that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because capitalism needs someone to build it up. Do you want to protect yourself from COVID but still be an asshole who makes people feel uncomfortable on the train? Try Jeff's invisible masks. Jeff's invisible masks don't look like a mask, don't feel like a mask, and don't function like a mask. They just, well, you draw a mask on your face with Sharpie. If you want to get them off your face, try scrubbing them with half a glass of water. Half a glass of water. Erasing your mistakes, one drop at a time. And if you're worried about the long-term effects of tentacle time invading your mind during the hour when it airs on all terrestrial channels and no one can remember what happens because they go into a fugue state, don't tell the octopus people of New Zealand about this product. Anti-tentacle time earplugs. Anti-tentacle time earplugs will block your ears against the siren song of whatever happens during that mysterious hour.
This message is brought to you by the United Octopus Tribes of New Zealand. Have no fear, humans of Earth. Despite our many arms and giant heads, we are 8 times as harmless as you are. Doubt it not. Our plans may be beyond your tiny delicious brains, but we hope to work towards an integrated future. Octopus people and human people, hand in hand in hand in hand, towards a better future.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story today, celebrities wading into politics. Andrew Zaltzman, you're a celebrity. You're thigh deep in politics. What's happening in the world of celebrities wading into politics right now?
Well, I would just take issue with the title of the section. I mean, is it celebrities wading into politics or is it politics wading into celebrities? You could argue it's semantic.
But, I said what I said.
You know, politics has seen celebrities as a vehicle to make itself more powerful, using the power of celebrities, and therefore it's been attracted to them like a magnet, and very much vice versa. So really it's celebrities wading into politics, wading into celebrities, and it's... you know, some kind of rumba of lust, of power lust that humanity can only benefit from. I mean, in terms of why celebrities are ending up in politics, I think we need to look at the timeline, Alice, because when you think about it, all political leaders end up as celebrities, don't they? Once they've been in power, so why not just cut the crap, get there quicker, get straight to it, and use people who are already celebrities as politicians. I mean, they've got the experience.
Worked for Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Exactly. But then you've got relevant workplace experience of, you know, an overweening sense of self-obsession, an oversensitivity to criticism. These are all the core skills that politicians need, and a willingness to be seen in public on a daily basis, and almost desire, and almost need as a fundamental evolutionary need. So actually they are... Many people criticise this trend, but actually it's very good. And also many celebrities have had practice at, you know, pretending to be presidents or monarchs or dictators in films or TV series. And that is actually far more relevant experience than, you know, people who've been, you know, done valuable work in business, industry, the charitable sector, who have life experience. You don't need that. You just need to be able to pretend that you are something that you are not. And therefore, celebrities who've made a life of this are best placed.
I mean, look... Morgan Freeman has probably spent more time as the President of the United States than any sitting president.
Yeah, well, exactly. So why not just make him even just cut together some of his films, broadcast it, and let everyone think he's president? Surely that would be better than what we have at the moment. So looking ahead to the American election, obviously, you know, celebrity has taken over American politics to a significant degree, really ever since Abraham Lincoln, big celeb. I think he had 4 number ones on the Billboard charts before he even went into politics. But Kanye West, named, of course, after the shipping forecast region, Kanye West, which is so-called because it's equidistant between Canada and Yemen. He has announced that he's running for president for the Celebrity Party. It's not quite clear who his running mate will be. Now, obviously, that's one of the key things in any presidential campaign is who is your vice presidential pick. Probably he's going to go for a woman. Judge Judy Sheindlin from the Judge Judy TV show, obviously, either VP or a definite Supreme Court pick. Ariana Grande is on the list. Lady Gaga, although obviously she would have to renounce her seat in the British House of Lords to become American vice president and would therefore become humble Ms. Gaga again. Of course, he might not go for a female running mate. Potential male running mates include Homer Simpson, who could be the first animated vice president since the Disney creation Charles G. Dawes in the 1920s. Kanye West himself is being hotly tipped to be his own running mate. He has a big enough personality to be his own vice president. Abraham Lincoln, another option himself, but you know, back from the dead using modern technology. And this could really throw a curveball into the election process. There is a lot of chatter, and I have very influential contacts, that Kanye West could announce Donald Trump as his VP running mate, which might be a very sneaky move on behalf of the USA. If you dangle that foil-covered carrot in front of the cat brain of Donald Trump, he will forget that he is already president and think, wow, I could be vice president, and that could just lure him away from the keys of Air Force One. Other celebrities could be running against Kanye, though he might not have the road clear to himself. The USTA, United States Tennis Association, has announced that they're putting up tennis stars Pam Shriver and David Wheaton, the 1980s top 16 players from the women's and men's singles rankings, on a mixed doubles ticket. Ryan Gosling and Ryan Gosling's stunt double are rumoured to be running, but only if someone else writes the script and tells them what to do. And there could be a rival musical challenge to Kanye. Trelax Spruvius, the jazz kazoo legend, reported to be considering running with his fellow jazz star Halberd J. Strangefellow, the influential eclectic guitarist and lead conceptual percussivist from the avant-garde lockdown collective Lurkers of the Wenge, who recently completed a three-month piece in which each of its 231 members played one note at a time in rotation on a Zoom call. Elsewhere in celebrity politics, actor and erstwhile hip swiveller of the year John Travolta has been appointed interim president of Mexico, as the current president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, is taking a three-month sabbatical to think about what he's done, which I think really should be input into all political leaders' years. Travolta has been appointed because it's thought that he has an immunity to all viruses due to his very powerful bout of Saturday night fever in the 1970s. Travolta has never been ill since then and is widely viewed to be immortal. He qualifies as Mexican, having filmed his debut picture, The Devil's Reign, in the renowned Central American country back in 1975. Elsewhere in Europe, great celebrities of the cultural past are being revivified by modern technology. There's been a Mozart bot created that, using the power of modern computing, can compose 12,000 sonatas an hour, or 2,000 symphonies or concertos, or 149,118 advertising jingles, which might be of more commercial use these days. And a computerized Leonardo da Vinci has designed a helicopter that can fly underground. So big times in celebrity news, Alice.
Well, that's all the time we have for your top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Dear Alice, and hopefully a guest beginning with A, as they are the best ones. That's you today, Andrew.
I'll begin with Z. Does that make me the worst?
Possibly. Like tens and millions of your daily listeners, I have been astonished by the revelations regarding the existence of multiple dimensions, and especially of ones where the last post is not a daily event. As a tussle-haired inventor, this has got me thinking about time and inspired me to pursue some of my earlier research into time travel that I'd previously abandoned. I'm excited to break the news on your show that I have now succeeded in creating a device, a time box, if you will, that sends any object placed inside it permanently forwards in time at a rate of 59 seconds per minute. I plan to place myself in this box to escape the horrors of 2020, and within 18 months I anticipate arriving safely in the year 2022. Do you or your guest, if they begin with an A, have a message that you wish me to take forward to the people of the future? Please, no ads, as this is serious research. Dr. Squidpan. Andrew, have you got any messages for the future?
Well, I mean, I think generally the message from history is to ignore all history. So my message to the future would be, do not question where you've come from. It will only upset you.
I have a message for future Alice, but I'll tell her when I get there. That's all the time we have for your letters to the editor. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Subscribe to get a new version of this podcast every day. Your guest on the podcast today was Mr. Andrew Zaltzman. Andrew, have you got anything to plug?
Yes, a new TV celebrity show, since we've been talking about celebrities, Snake Liberty Squares, in which celebrities are given a poisonous or potentially deadly constricting snake and have to train or coax it to snake its way around four equidistant poles to make itself into a square shape. I mean, it sounds quite dull, but there are a surprising number of, well, shall we say, extremely aggressive reptilian hugs and quite severe poisonings. So it's not so much about the square as the journey to the square, if that makes sense.
It doesn't, but thank you. I'll look it up. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. If you enjoyed today's show, go back and listen to previous shows. Tell your friends about the show or advertise us to your social networks. Your listenership is the metric we use to sell advertising space, so you'd better pull your weight. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at @alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's @alliterative. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.